Which do you value more? I bought my daughter a Venus flytrap for $5 at the Orchid Nursery in Florida City, where the orchids hang from the ceiling and crowd the shelves, striking as the paper lanterns that float like jellyfish in the skies of Chiang Mai. Reds and oranges, violets and pinks, extravagance is the word, as if nature, tired of the dreary camouflage it designed for dust gray mourning doves and brown toads, said, "This next round is just for me." Some art is indulgent, and that's why it's good. Compared to those pastel and neon flowers, the stunted flytrap looked as though one of last year's flowers died in a pot that hadn't yet received a new flower. So some strange grass with teeth took advantage of the vacancy and unassumingly set up shop. But it's what she wanted. And on the ride home, she told me how Venus flytraps don't just eat flies, they chomp down on raw hamburger, too. That's what the book she read and made her fall in love with the plant before she ever saw one told her. And I knew about the hamburger, though I didn't tell her, because when I was a boy, I read the same book and also convinced my parents to buy me a flytrap, and I even successfully lobbied for the raw hamburger, which I took to my room and dropped into the dinosaur jaws I didn't know people thought looked like labia, and watched as the burger fell out. It was like feeding a nearly invalid grandfather who doesn't want to eat, when really what I expected was the velocity of an alligator's ravenous snap. Better to have the world disappoint her than her father, I thought. And when we got her plant home and put it on the table and picked out a little raw meat, I was surprised that it did close. Not as fast as a gator's mouth, but fast, automatically, sort of like the way her hand closed around her mother's right after birth. An instinctual grasping that fascinates us because it seems like will, it seems like love, and maybe it is, but it's not conscious of itself. And who says love has to be conscious of itself? Which do you value more? Planned gestures like roses and chocolate or visceral action? Your lover shielding you with his or her body when you both mistake the transformer blowing up for a bomb? A move that says, "I'll die for you, darling," without even thinking about it. We hold on to what we love the way almost falling people hold on to railings. I'll take the grasping every time. It's what my body meant when I held on to my wife as I cried and cried and didn't know why. Well, I knew I was depressed, but the pain had no source. I felt like a poorly shot bear in those awful minutes after the bullet, how it doesn't know where the threat came from and thinks maybe that the trees did it or the ground, but it still looks for something to hide from so that thing doesn't continue to kill it. I held on to her and cried until we were kissing and then making love. Did things get better after that? A little. And then they got worse, and then better, and then worse, and then better, and then worse. But that's life, right? The point is that this time the plant took the food, because sometimes the world doesn't disappoint us.